Flicker, written by Lai Smith and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. In the age of legends, men had played with powers unknown. They had played with the pattern, burned holes in time, Jor, then Asmodian, of late just Jason Natil, had heard of the studies, though he'd never took part in one himself. It hadn't been his field. But he had learned some things, from Lanfear mostly. He knew that balefire could not be contained, merely avoided, and he knew that it unravelled all kinds of deaths, except those caused by balefire itself. He knew that not even his lord could touch a soul so destroyed, and he took some measure of comfort in the matter. He knew that once upon a time, a study had been conducted to observe living beings return to life through that terrible, beautiful power. First it had been small animals, two insects killing each other. One would win, and one would be killed, only to be brought back to life when the first insect was itself killed, with a minute strike. Then it had been cattle. At one point, men and women. They didn't remember death, a mercy, he had assumed. It was merely a flicker of something. The feeling that you'd said the same words before, walked down the same corridor once. Every time the feeling came upon him, he shivered. Camelin was full of shivers. He saw the Aiel maidens looking at him, whispering that he should not be there. He heard the echo of his own booted footsteps resounding down the hallways, and it was familiar. It could be Jason, Asmodian, Jor, thought, that he might be going insane. He played a mournful, timeless march, as Althor meets with Davram Bashir. Althor paid him more attention than he did Bashir, then asked him if they should go drink something together. Althor, he was sure, did not drink. To the memory of Moiraine Sedai, Althor said, and perhaps Jason could live with that. 2 hours later he found himself on the floor of what used to be Ravin's apartments, the dragon's apartments now. Those rooms were going to become a much more chaste place in the future, he was sure. But Ravin had always had impeccable tastes. The carpet was thick and soft under his hands, the colour scheme just delightful, furniture and knick-knacks exquisite. Althor, for his part, wouldn't have known fine luxury if it hit him in the nose. "Tell me about yourself," the boy began, 2 hours ago, filling Jason's goblet and then his own. That had been more unnerving than the realization that Ravin had killed him.
"Myself, my Lord Dragon?"
The room was shielded to all sounds. They could speak freely. Althor could also punish him to his heart's contents.
"Your life? Before... your family?"
That made him narrow his eyes. "I don't see how that would be part of our lessons."
"It's not."
Althor was running one hand through his hair. He'd never looked so young.
"I could tell you about my father," he offered,
as if Jason would ever give a damn. Or perhaps Jason would. The Lord Dragon was his muse and patron. Jor might have. A good song was a good song, no matter what. Asmodian would have not. But Asmodian was... that name should not be his anymore.
"Didn't you have any brothers?"
Jor Adam Nesossin had 2 brothers, once. Records of their lives had not survived. For Althor to ask that was suspicious. He spoke of his brothers, of his mother, of his early life in Shorel. Althor asked questions, the way he did when he was trying to prod him on the intricacies of the One Power. Truly, he did not understand.
"Moiraine knew who you are," Althor said at one point. He sounded proud. "She wrote me a letter. She knew she was going to die. She said..."
"My Lord Dragon,"
Jason interrupted firmly, with far more patience than the situation deserved. Are you sure you want to be telling me this? He chanced a meaningful look at Althor's wine goblet.
Why? Althor said. Are you going to tell anyone? You?
He had to concede the point.
I thought I was going to marry Egwene once, Althor said at one point, as if Jason hadn't known, as if everybody hadn't known.
There was a good ballad to be played there, a song of young, ill-matched lovers, who don't yet know what life has any reserve for them. It would be lovely, and heartbreaking, and a little bit dull. I am sure young Avienda is glad for the opportunity, he said. Perhaps I should play. He was just barely, a bit too inebriated to play. But could make a valiant attempt regardless. The two
lovers of summer, Althor interrupted him. No, thank you. Some other time.
Jason had never played the two lovers of summer for Rand Althor before. It had been his mother's favourite. He looked from Althor to his own goblet, then back again. He could hear his own heartbeat resounding in his ears, like drums. He began, then stopped. What was there to say?
You played it yesterday, Althor said. You spoke about your mother, and then you...
Yesterday, he heard himself say. Yesterday, we were in Cairhien.
We were in Cairhien this morning, Althor said, a sound of polite agreement. We are in Cairhien every morning, and then we come here, and we take the palace. Every morning.
Althor sounded remarkably sane for a man making such a statement, and Jason thought that maybe it could even be true. The pattern was wont to do that sometimes, weave itself into a particular motive over and over and over. It made sense that it might not manage to trap Althor within.
How many mornings?
He asked, his interest piqued. It may be a plot from... He paused. The Dark One. If you keep taking the city every day, you keep channeling. You may go insane before we all see tomorrow.
Althor laughed. Maybe he'd heard that before. A lot of mornings, he said. You... It's not like that. I know why I'm stuck here. I chose it. You don't know.
Jason did not know. He could ask, and he'd be told, but he would forget all about it by the time today rolled around again. This seems like an exceedingly poor decision, he thought about it. Today's battle had been bloody, he had died, and so had the Aiel girl, and Cawthon. Althor cared for the girl, with the foolish ardour of first-time lovers, but it was truly his friend he was dedicated to, for all that Cawthon liked to pretend they hardly knew each other.
Is it your gambler friend? He asked. A shame, but if I were you, I'd cut my losses and go on.
You can't afford to replay one single day for the rest of your life, just because something did not go your way.
Althor laughed. There was so much there that Jason did not know. So much he was afraid to uncover.
Althor laughed, and topped his wine goblet again, and filled Jason's too. He met Althor's burning, defiant eyes.
Watch me, he said.